The St. Lawrence Seaway is in a serious pickle. The locks in Messina were supposed to close for the winter 5 days ago, but there's this big problem. But there's this big thing in the way. A ship, one of those huge freighters, is stuck in one of the locks. It's locked in ice. And the biggest problem of all is that four more ships need to get through that lock to get downriver to Montreal so the Seaway can close for the winter. We get a sense of what's going on from a guy in the know on today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, January 5th. First up, as the deep freeze lingers on through the weekend, the Red Cross is asking people in the North Country to take extra precautions when it comes to heating their homes. This comes after a string of house fires over the past few weeks. That includes a fire in Stockholm in St. Lawrence County that killed a father and three young children. Jane Gendron is a local coordinator for the Red Cross. She says many of the fires can be traced back to unorthodox and unsafe home heating.
So a lot of times people will turn their stoves on. If it's a gas stove, they'll turn a burner on, and that's an open flame. You don't want to use a heater that the electrical cord might be frayed.
Gendron says people who can't afford more reliable heat should contact the Red Cross right away or call your local social services agency to find out if they qualify for assistance, because they might be able to help you. And that would be much safer than leaving a stove door open or a gas burner on. Stay safe and warm during these cold temperatures. And if you can't stay warm, please call for help. The number for the North Country chapter of the Red Cross is 518-561-7280. That's in Plattsburgh, or in Watertown, 315-782-4410. You can always call North Country Public Radio and we'll give you those numbers. I know I played a little cut from my interview with Michael Folsom yesterday about this ice in the Seaway on Story of the Day, but it's well worth listening to the whole thing because it gives you a much bigger picture of what's going on. Michael Folsom runs the popular Shipwatcher blog and website, and he's been following closely the action, I guess you could say, at Snell Lock on the St. Lawrence River in Messina. So here's what's happening. One ship, the Federal Biscay, is stuck in ice in the lock. Four more ships need to get through. The Seaway has three tugs pushing and pulling the ship to lodge it loose. They have boilers heating water, but they're fighting against sub-zero temperatures that keep making ice faster than they can melt it. Folsom explained to me how the whole thing started a few days ago.
As Federal Biscay pushed into Snell Lock, it pushed a bunch of ice in with it, and there's only a few feet on each side of the ship within the lock, and it just created this log jam. I kind of have been talking to people, and I'm kind of calling it, it's the cork in the bottle. And the cork's in so tight that even three tugs can't get it out.
So three tugs are pushing and pulling, and they're using...
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. There's more than 10,000 horsepower being pulled on the backside of this ship right now.
Do they use, like, heaters, like, in the water to try to heat the water and stuff?
They're trying all sorts of things, from boilers to anything that they can use to pick at the ice, anything possible. And unfortunately, being that the lock keeps from different water levels, they can't open the doors ahead of the ship because that would create a situation as well. So really, they're trying to work within that confined space.
And so what's their plan? Just to sort of keep on doing this? I mean, it's supposed to get 20 below and down over the next couple days.
Yeah, I think the last 2 days were probably the most opportune to try and get this done when it comes to warmth, if 20 degrees is warm to you. But, really, over the next few days, it's only going to get worse. And if you look upbound on the Seaway, and when I say upbound, heading west towards Waddington, that area, there's other ships waiting. So that cork in the bottle is really not letting anything drain out. And those, they're sitting in ice as well, and they're going to need to be broken out so that they can continue on. And this is a bigger issue, and I'm sure it'll take much longer than many expected.
And I've had some people ask, and I've seen online some people ask, well, you know, is there a chance that they just, you know, abandon these ships and just leave them frozen in there through the winter?
Well, I'm sure at this point the crews on board, both Federal Biscay and the tugboats that have been working on it, are ready to just throw their arms up. You can almost kind of sense the frustration that there is. And the game plan all along has been these ships made the date and were able to proceed downbound and head for Montreal, and they just came across a bad scenario where the ice got them. And you know, that's still the game plan, is find a way to get them out.
The Seaway has been pretty tight-lipped about this, issuing a few, you know, pretty short press releases. Do you get the sense that this is a sort of unwelcome public relations thing for them, especially when, you know, some groups like Save the River have questioned the safety of late season shipping like this?
I think for the Seaway, it's just one of those unfortunate situations. You know, for many years now, the Seaway closing has been the end of December, so this isn't anything out of the ordinary. We've had mild winters the last few years, so there have been little to no issue. And it just happens to be that we got caught in a cold year that created an ice log. And, you know, the Seaway, of course, doesn't want any publicity that's going to focus negatively on the operation, I'm sure. But, you know, at the same time, too, this, in my opinion, it's not bad publicity either. This is showing that this is the lifeline to the inland lakes. And how crazy is it that one ship can clog the whole thing? That if this was the middle of the summer and that ship was sitting in there unable to move because it had an engine problem, then the entire system shuts down. And that means Middle America isn't getting product, or Middle Canada isn't getting product. There's a lot on the line with that kind of thing.
Michael Folsom is author of the Shipwatcher blog and website covering the St. Lawrence Seaway. We spoke yesterday afternoon. Crews are still at it trying to make progress, but no breakthrough yet. You can see photos of the iced-in ship on our website, ncpr.org. St. Lawrence Seaway officials say the shipping channels will close for the winter once all five ships get through the locks. But of course, that's not going to be easy with more Arctic cold forecast for tonight and into the weekend. Stay warm and stay safe. Power to all those workers out there at the Snell Lock and on the ships trying to get it done in this crazy cold. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.